these genes get silenced, so maybe you could move the way it's silenced. You then move on to ways where you can directly give the protein back. And finally, you look at ways where you can improve mitochondrial function down at the bottom, either to reverse the iron that accumulates in this, or to use antioxidants, or what one might call mitochondrial enhancers, to really improve the function of mitochondria, thus presumptively improve people. It's this linear approach that allows us to move forward, so we're working on all these simultaneously. A simpler version of this slide, without all the mitochondria in there, is here. A century for ataxin deficiency gives rise to mitochondrial problems, decreased amount of energy production, accumulation of iron, and maybe production of toxic free radicals. We proved this very well in a dish and cells. We haven't proved it very well in people. These give rise to organ dysfunction, sensory neurons, other brain regions, heart, and pancreas. So think of it as a very linear, almost simple approach like this. Now if you're going to have an approach like this, it helps to be able to fill in potential therapies below. I have mentioned that from that pipeline you saw earlier, only the ones I'm going to talk about right now as new developments, and I'm going to only mention, I'm not going to mention everything in detail. We're going to look first at the ways to reverse mitochondrial dysfunction with antioxidants, or what one might call mitochondrial enhancers. I'm not going to mention much about a compound called OX1, which is being developed by a viral farmer down in town, Pennsylvania. They bought rights to it about a year and a half ago, and we would expect to have an earliest human trial in the tangible future, a phase one safety and minimal efficacy study. I remind you that these studies are important because if you do not have these phase one studies, you won't go on to have later phase studies. But I am going to talk a little bit about the two Edison compounds on EPI-743 and A-0001. We all remember Edenamide. In fact, we remember it quite well at this point. It was originally proposed as a treatment for Friedreich ataxia almost 15 years ago now, when it was found to slightly delay the onset of cardiomyopathy and lengthen lifespan in a mouse model of Friedreich ataxia, which was made by taking the frataxin out of the heart of the mouse. It's clearly valid, it's clearly reproducible. In the early trials in humans, it lessened the amount of thickness. But neither one of these are clearly proof to show that this makes people better. And the response in the phase three trials was iffy, wishy-washy. Clearly there is an effect, but whether that the meaning of that effect was not entirely significant, consequently it never reached clinical therapy. Why? Why didn't it work so well? Well, one reason is because Edenamide is a lousy drug. It was not made to work on Friedreich ataxia. It was made to work on Alzheimer's disease, and it was a drug really from the early 1980s. Instead, what you can go back and do is engineer something. Essentially, A0001 and EPI-743 are engineered forms of Edenamide, engineered so that they're not immediately destroyed by the liver when they're taken up, and engineered so they're taken up about 10,000 times as well as Edenamide itself is. In addition, this is a slide that we published last year from Rob Wilson's lab. This is an assay where we're looking at the ability of Edenamide and EPI-A0001 to block the cell death in this assay. And a compound which is very potent appears on the left. That's A0001, that's its concentration response curve. This is Edenamide right here. So this is the log of the concentration. So A0001 is about 10 to 20 times more potent than Edenamide in blocking the death of Friedreich ataxia cells in a dish. I didn't say people, I said in a dish. But that said, knowing that it's 1,000, 10,000 times better absorbed, you would expect that if you took 1 gram of A0001, you would be taking the equivalent of 100 kilograms of Edenamide. So there's a huge difference in ability to get into the body and get to the cell. So we did do a clinical trial with this carried out by Penn West a couple of years ago. I'll show that data in a minute. EPI-743 and A0001 are both thought to act in the electron transport chain of the mitochondria so to improve energy production. In fact, they are very similar molecules. They are, if you're an organic chemist, 6 hydrocarbons different. Trust me, they are essentially the same stuff. In order to take them up like Edenamide, you have to eat fat with it. So we have people on referral to McDonald's in the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And no, we don't get any kickbacks, though. You're probably wondering where my belly comes from. The status right now of these two drugs, A0001 went through a phase 2 biochemical outcome measure. The biochemical outcome was insulin resistance. But what we did see The insulin resistance didn't work, but what we did see is that people got better. How much better? I'll show you in a minute. EPI 743, the parallel was being developed by Edison through a compassionate use study, and it is within the past several months in Friedreich ataxia, started a phase 2B trial directed at vision improvement in Friedreich ataxia, for which the sites of the University of South Florida, the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and the University of California, Los Angeles. We would expect results from this study roughly 18 months from this moment if things go well. We have recruited for relatively successful for it, so I think they will go well. Do these things actually work in people? Why do another trial? Well, this is actually clinical trial data. We published it in Movement Disorders last year. What you have on these slides is the top box is people on placebo. Middle box is people on low-dose A0001. Bottom one is people on high-dose A0001. This is their neurological exam score at the beginning of the trial. This is their score at the end. And going down on this means improvement. So if you look at this box up here on placebo, you see a couple people got a little better. Some people say the same, a couple people got a little worse. This is very typical clinical trial data. You see that it's a little messy. But when you look at medium dose, you notice that just about everyone goes down. And when you look at high dose, everyone goes down. How much is that improvement, which we saw in 1 month? It's about 2 years going back in time of neurological exam. So taking you back in time to where you were 2 years ago. That's a pretty solid improvement. Now this was 1 month. How long does that improvement last? That's a really good question. That's why you do another study. This one was designed to show safety and early efficacy. The phase 2B of EPI 743 is longer, up to a year, and we should see better data, and we'll know how long this might last. I'm going to switch now to that other mechanism, which I want to talk about, which is putting more frataxin into a body. I'm not going to talk about gamma interferon. Those of you who know the research know that Dr. Herrera Testi in Italy did a study, first starting with cells in a dish and then looking at a Friedreich ataxia mouse model, where he has shown that gamma interferon can actually raise frataxin levels in cells and in that mouse. And those mice who have a mild form of Friedreich ataxia, you might say, do improve. It's actually an available drug right now. One could write a prescription. Unfortunately, it costs $240,000 per year per patient. So we'll be doing a trial to figure this out. In addition, it's not necessarily well-tolerated interferon for those things which make us all feel like we have the flu. So it will have an interesting side effect profile. And can we find a dose that raises frataxin and makes you not feel like you have the flu? Really good question. And ways to try and look. I'm not going to talk about that since I just talked about it. I'm going to talk more about two other mechanisms, which are called HDAC inhibition and gene therapy. You've heard about HDAC inhibition. I mentioned that this long, the GA repeat here, when it's normal, allows transcription.